East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
Premier Tami Ntuli has endorsed top cop in Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi to lead the KZN SAPS for a second term. Ntuli's formally supported the renewal of the provincial commissioner's contract after meeting with National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola. Mkhwanazi's current term is set to end in March. The Premier spokesperson Linda Lani Mbata says it was noted during the meeting that Mkhwanazi has played a critical role in addressing the province's high crime rate.
Honorable Thamsan Nqanduli further emphasized the critical importance of continuity leadership, particularly at a time when sustained and consistent efforts are required to consolidate the gains achieved in the fight against crime. Premier Ntuli reiterated that Lieutenant General Mkhwanazi's discipline, strong work ethic, and commitment to ethical and accountable policing are fully aligned with the values and expectations of the provincial government and the people of KwaZulu-Natal.
Final year pharmacy students at the University of KwaZulu-Natal say they're worried about their future career prospects. The Varsity's Association of Pharmacy Students says the uncertainty over internships is causing unnecessary stress and anxiety. The association's Anati Kwela has been reacting to the announcement by KZN Health that it won't be able to offer pharmacy internships this year due to funding issues. Kwela says pharmacists can't practice without internships.
Internship is compulsory. The minute you complete your final year and you receive your results, you are no longer a student. You should be registered as an intern. Now that they don't have internships, that means they are not registered anyway. They are no longer students and they are not interns, which means they can't practice, they can't locum, they can't do anything.
Quilla says they haven't received formal communication from the department yet. She says alternative placements in other provinces or the private sector are limited.
And there was an ongoing rumor that maybe it's like financial constraint. Unfortunately, some of them actually applied and they were rejected in other provinces because they are already full.
In a statement last week, KZN Health said that the halt on internships isn't a permanent move and that it's pursuing every possible avenue to source additional financial resources. The National Youth Development Agency says it's received over 5,000 applications from young people seeking financial support for their businesses over the past financial year. The agency's Tepo Myama says many applicants, which include graduates, are choosing to start small businesses due to the lack of employment opportunities. The country's unemployment rate currently stands at 31.9%.
People are doing their spaza, others are doing their salons, others their shops. We have young people in accounting services, lawyers, graphic designers, in that regard. So majority is those.
And Venezuela's government says 100 people died in Saturday's military strikes by the U.S., which removed President Nicolas Maduro from power. The interior minister says a large group from Maduro's security contingent was killed, while some members of Cuba's military and intelligence services died. U.S. special forces snatched Maduro and his wife from Caracas and transported them to New York to face trial on drug charges. Venezuela says the couple suffered injuries during the raid. The country has declared a week of mourning for those killed. Another look at our lead story. Premier Tami Ntuli's endorsed top cop in Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi to lead the KZN SAPS for a second term. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.